Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 36th Bolzano Film Festival, and with Anke Leveke, film critic, journalist, radio journalist, film festival consultant, but here, member of the official jury for the competition. Welcome, thank you for being with us.
Hello, nice to meet.
So, first of all, what did you think when Vincenzo asked you to become a member of the jury? You've been in many juries before, but what did you think about this particular festival?
For sure, I was very honored. And I heard a lot of this festival, and it's my first time here, and I heard a lot of very good and interesting things. And I think the location is rather interesting. So we are in the center of many countries, Italy, Swiss, Germany, Austria. So surrounded, and I guess it's a good place where you can get an overview. So you can have a look around, and you are in the center part, and you can see what is going on in the countries, how the countries and the stories are connected. So I think it's very interesting.
What do you generally look for in a film? Does that criteria change when you are only an audience member, or when you're doing jury duties or selecting a film for a festival?
Oh, gosh. So I can answer maybe for 10 minutes now. But
I love that.
Yes, but yes, as an audience, sometimes it's really nice if I have to pay for a ticket and can see the advertisement and just relax. But in general, whether I have to do a review of a movie or to be a judge as a jury member, I always try to put the reset button. So to put all of my criterias out of my head, and I try to see just this movie without any ideas in my mind. Oh, a movie should be this or that, or the camera doesn't work. So, yes, it's like, yes, every time like a new start.
We've been talking with Vincenzo today about audience design and how festivals should maybe focus more and more effectively on, you know, their relationship with their audience. And what do you think is the functional purpose or mission of festivals nowadays? And how do you think it has changed during these years?
Okay, now with all those streamings, yeah, online platforms, I guess, yes, 15 years ago, it was just selecting the best movies. But now there are so many, many movies. And yes, you have to be like a truffle pick and to find the rest. But you more and more you are a curator, because so many movies are available, and the people, the audience, should trust you that you have watched a lot of movies for the selection, and that this is a curated program. And so, and you should maybe explain the audience your idea of your program, and to open their eyes again.
As a radio reporter, your film critic, and a radio host specializing in cinema, for example, it has happened to us, like when we started, and I guess it might have happened to you, that people seem surprised that you can promote cinema through radio, that you can talk about cinema through radio. What do you think about that? As you have happened to you, and then I'll have another question about that.
Yes, so I always have the feeling, so I'm seeing a movie and I'm like a reporter. Mm. I experience something while watching this movie. And if I do a review for the radio, I try to tell the audience about the adventure I experienced. I try to share. I don't want just to do, oh, it's a good movie, it's a bad movie. I really try to explain my opinion, my feelings, and also I try to explain how a movie is made, the editing, the acting, yes, but not only qualifying or sum up, sum down.
Do you think that, but has it ever happened to you that people were skeptical about that, that the, of the ability of the radio to do such work?
Oof, that's hard to tell. No, I think in general that, I mean, I work for special radio programs and they are used to listen to us, and we also, I work for public radio, so we still have time. So I can talk about a movie 5 or 6 minutes. It's really a discussion. And sometimes, so each Saturday we have a radio show and it's 2 hours long and the host is very famous and he also sees all movies. So we have a proper discussion. It's not only like, oh, what is your opinion? So, and sometimes we also fight, and that's actually what the listeners most like, when we fight about movies.
I agree. I like the interaction. And how do you think that talking about cinema on the radio, reviewing cinema on the radio, has changed during the years, if that has changed? You know, with all this, you know, I don't want to say streaming, but anyway, with the internet and all that, I mean.
Okay, that's also hard to answer. For sure, our time is limited, like you also can see in the print media. It's not a reflection any longer. It's more, yes, we should see the movie, we should see the movie not. So, yes, in a way, we have to fight for our time. And the other side is, okay, you and me, we go to many, many festivals, we see a lot of movies. And from time to time, I think we live in a bubble, because most of the audience, the younger ones, they see Marvel movies, which I can't follow. It's not my bubble. But yes, anyway, I guess it's our task, if we believe in cinema, that we try to open up our bubble and to share it with others.
I love that. Thank you so much, Anke Leweke, for being with us, and good luck with your jury duties here in Bolzano.
Ah, thank you. Mille grazie. Alla prossima.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 36th Bolzano Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.